Welcome to episode 3 in Epiphany, the Manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. In episode 3, the focus is on the remaining Sundays after Epiphany, the 2nd through the 6th. All the previous ones were discussed in episode 2. For the second Sunday after Epiphany, the focus shifts to another manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, his baptism in the River Jordan. The illustration is a stained glass window of the baptism of Jesus at St. Clement's Church on the island of Jersey in the English Channel. For the second Sunday after Epiphany, the theme of the collect is once again the need for supplication to Almighty God and the granting of the grace of His peace to all mankind. The collect was adapted from the Gregorian Sacramentary for the First Anglican Book of Common Prayer in 1549 A.D. O Almighty and everlasting God, who dost govern all things in heaven and earth, mercifully hear the supplications of thy people, and grant us thy peace all the days of our life. The epistle reading from Romans 12, verses 6 through 15, picks up where the reading for the first Sunday after Epiphany ended. It is the second of four readings for Epiphany from Romans chapter 12 and 13. St. Paul begins with a listing of gifts from God and offers an early list of Christian virtues, particularly love, humility, patience, compassion, and diligence. The advice is continued in the epistle reading for the third Sunday after Epiphany. The gospel reading is Mark 1, verses 1 through 11, an account of the work of the prophet John the Baptist, known in the church as the forerunner and last prophet of the Old Testament, John's baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan, and the appearance of two other persons of the Holy Trinity, the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit appears in the form of a dove in verse 10. The Father, whose voice sounds from the heavens, declaring Jesus as my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, in the final verse. The event was discussed and illustrated in episode 7 in the AIC Bible study series on the Gospel of St. Mark, available using links on the Bible study page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The illustration is an oil on canvas Greek Orthodox icon of St. Mark by Cretan style artist Emmanuel Zanis, painted in 1697 AD and now at the Benaki Museum of Greek Civilization in Athens, Greece. A related hymn is the previously mentioned Songs of Thankfulness and Praise by Christopher Wordsworth, sung to the tune Salzburg, in which the baptism of Jesus is mentioned in the second verse. Another hymn for any Sunday in Epiphany season is Alleluia, Song of Gladness, an 11th century Latin hymn translated into English by John Mason Neal and sung to the tune Dulce Carmen. The theme for the third Sunday after Epiphany is another manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, the wedding at Cana. The illustration is the wedding at Cana presented in a stained glass window by Mayor of Munich at St. Joseph's Villa Chapel, Richmond, Virginia, from the AIC bookstore publication Paintings on Light, accessible using the virtual bookstore link at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The collect for the third Sunday after Epiphany is an 8th century variation by the Blessed Alcuin of York on an original collect in the Gregorian Sacramentary on the theme of Almighty God as the ultimate source of mankind's protection against the dangers of the world, and including a reference to God's right hand from Psalm 98:2, which is read on Epiphany Eve. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and in all our dangers and necessities, Stretch forth thy right hand to help and defend us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The epistle reading for third Sunday after Epiphany is Romans 12, verses 16 to 21, which takes up where the reading for second Sunday after Epiphany left off, this time on the theme of the Christian virtues of humility, tolerance, forbearance against the temptation to take vengeance, and overcoming evil with good. The illustration is André Rubliaus' unfinished icon of St. Paul, painted circa 1409 AD and now at the Tretyakov Gallery in Moscow, Russia. The gospel reading for the Sunday is John 2, verses 1 to 11, St. John's account of the first of seven signs from the Greek Samion, the turning of water into wine at the wedding at Cana. The Blessed Virgin was invited to a wedding, and Jesus and his disciples as well. When they ran out of wine, St. Mary turned to Jesus for help, telling the servants to do whatever he said. He told them to refill the jars with water. The miraculous result was wine of such quality that even the master of the feast was confused. St. John wrote that in this verse sign at Cana, Jesus, quote, manifested his glory and his disciples believed in him. The reading was discussed and illustrated in episode 36 of the AIC Bible Study series on the New Testament, link from the Bible Study page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The illustration is an 18th century Russian Orthodox tempera and gilt on panel icon at Vladimir, Russia. A related hymn is the previously mentioned Songs of Thankfulness and Praise by Christopher Wordsworth, in which the wedding at Cana is mentioned in the second verse. Another hymn introduced for the St. Chrysostom hymnal and suitable for any Sunday in Epiphany season is O Christ, Our True and Only Light, written by Johann Hermann in 1630 AD and sung to the long meter tune Breslau. The music track was performed by Richard Irwin, whose website offers many other examples of traditional music available for download at www.hymnswithoutwords.com. And we thank Richard Irwin for permitting us to use the music. For the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, the theme is another manifestation of Jesus to the world, this time in the form of his healing of the leper at Capernaum, based on the gospel reading from Matthew 8, 1-13. The illustration is Healing of the Leper in Canon Farrar's The Life of Christ, published in 1894 AD. The collect for the Sunday was derived from the Gregorian Sacramentary, again repeating the theme of the need to call upon our all-knowing God's mercy to save us from our own nature and the threats posed in the secular world. O God, who knowest us to be set in the midst of so many and great dangers, that by reason of the frailty of our nature we cannot always stand upright, grant to us such strength and protection as may support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The epistle reading is Romans 13, 1-7, the last of the sequence from the pen of St. Paul from Romans chapters 12 and 13. St. Paul's themes are Christian morality and responsibility, the understanding that God is the source of all civil authority, which is made perfectly clear in verse 1, quote, there is no authority except from God. The illustration is André Rubliaus' unfinished icon of St. Paul from around 1407 AD in the collection of the Tretyakov Gallery in Moscow, Russia. The gospel reading is Matthew 8, verse 1-13, an account of two separate healings of the leper and of the centurion's servant. The leper, an outcast under Jewish law, showed faith in Jesus' ability to heal him and was cleansed by Jesus' touch. The centurion likewise demonstrated faith, and his servant was healed remotely after the brief discourse from Jesus on the coming of judgment that includes the prophecy of much, quote, wailing and gnashing of teeth. The illustration is a stained glass window of St. Matthew, one of a set of four gospel authors from St. Peter's Collegiate Church in Wolverhampton, England. Another seasonal hymn which I include in the St. Chrysostom hymnal is Hail Thou Source of Every Blessing, written by the English evangelical priest and educator Basil Wood, with two O's and two D's, in 1810 A.D. The hymn is sung to the tune Beecher. The background music is a string and piano arrangement purchased for use in this series. The words of the first verse are, Hail, thou source of every blessing, sovereign father of mankind, Gentiles now thy grace possessing, in thy courts admission find. Grateful now we fall before thee, in thy church obtain a place. Now by faith behold thy glory, praise thy truth, adore thy grace. For the fifth Sunday after Epiphany, the focus is on yet another manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, the parable of the sower. The illustration is the sower, an opaque watercolor over graphite on gray wove paper painted by James T. Soe from a collection of drawings prepared between 1886 and 1894 A.D. in Tissot's Life of Christ illustrations. The collection was purchased and released into the public domain by the Brooklyn Museum. The collect, another inspired by the Gregorian Sacramentary, adds the church and the church community itself to the list for which prayers are desired in preparation for the coming of final judgment, the last of the manifestations of Christ to the Gentiles that we celebrate at Epiphany season. O Lord, we beseech thee to keep thy church and household continually in thy true religion, that they who do lean upon the hope of thy heavenly grace may evermore be defended by thy mighty power through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The epistle reading is Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17, an essay by St. Paul on another list of Christian virtues, more extensive than the earlier one: mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, forgiveness, and above all, love, based upon the Greek agape, or agape, as some translate it. The value of liturgical worship, based on the phrase psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and giving thanks to God the Father through God the Son. The illustration is once again the unfinished icon of St. Paul by Andrei Rublev, painted in around 1407 AD and now at the Tretyakov Gallery in Moscow, Russia. The Gospel reading is Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30, the parable of the wheat and the tares, in which the kingdom of heaven, the phrase is used, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. As in the final judgment, some sprouted and grew to fruition, others were trampled. The allusion to the final judgment is clear in the final verse: first gather together all the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. The illustration is a Byzantine Orthodox icon of St. Matthew as an old man holding a gospel book bearing the words, "This is the story of the birth of Jesus Christ," at the 6th century monastery of St. Catherine in Sinai, Egypt. Seasonal music suitable for use throughout Epiphany includes, in addition to the hymns mentioned earlier, The Best and Brightest of the Sons of Morning by Reginald Heber, written around 1811 AD and arranged to the tune Morning Star, and an older song, Earth Has Many a Noble City, a Latin hymn attributed to Aurelius Clemens Prudentius and arranged to the tune Stuttgart. In a year when there are 27 Sundays after Trinity, the service for fifth Sunday after Epiphany is moved to the 25th Sunday after Trinity, placing the reading on the theme of judgment close to the opening of the penitential season of Advent, in which the faithful are prepared for both his first coming at his nativity and his coming again in judgment. Finally, the teaching theme for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany is the second of two collects on the theme of the final judgment at the second coming, and in this case, it's based upon Matthew 24, verses 23 to 31. The collect was adapted by Bishop John Cosin around 1662 AD from the collects for the first and second Sundays in Advent, and is the longest collect in the Book of Common Prayer and for a fifth Epiphany season. It repeats many of the themes common throughout a fifth Epiphany season. The illustration is the first three bowls or vials from the Bamberg Apocalypse, an early 11th century illuminated manuscript of Revelation, as used in the AIC bookstore publication Revelation, an Idealist Interpretation. O God, whose blessed Son was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us the sons of God and heirs of eternal life, grant us, we beseech thee, that having this hope, we may purify ourselves, even as he is pure, that when he shall appear again with power and great glory, we may be made like unto him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where with thee, O Father, and thee, O Holy Ghost, he liveth and reigneth ever, one God, world without end. Amen. The epistle reading is 1 John 3, verses 1 through 8, which is St. John's exposition on love from the Greek agape or agape. Christians as children of God in verse 1, and on the nature of sin and the purpose of the incarnation. This from verse 8, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The topic is explored in more detail in the episode for the first day of Christmas, December 25th, in which the theme word is love, in the AIC seasonal video series, The 12 Days of Christmas. The episode is accessible using links on the digital library page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The illustration is an opaque watercolor over graphite on gray wove paper by James Tissot, showing St. John as a young man rather than an old one, as is common in nearly all traditional representations of St. John. The gospel reading is Matthew 24, verses 23 to 31, Jesus' private warning to the disciples concerning his own last days, and by extension, the final judgment of all mankind. Quote, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. End of quote. And prophesying of his return, saying, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. This reading was also featured in episode 21 of the AIC Bible Study Series, Revelation, An Idealist Interpretation, in a discussion of the same imagery as used in Revelation. The illustration is a stained glass window of St. Matthew, one of a set of four in the transept at St. Peter's Collegiate Church, Wolverhampton, England, in the West Midlands region, just northwest of Birmingham. One final seasonal hymn not mentioned earlier is As With Gladness, Men of Old, by the English hymn writer William Chatterton Dix, written in 1860 and arranged in the hymnal to the tune Dix. The Anglican Church calendar, with the movable feast of Easter in the spring and the movable feast of Advent at the other, creates problems for Epiphany's season's final two Sundays. In a year when there are 26 Sundays after Trinity, the service for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany becomes the 25th Sunday after Trinity. In a year with 27 Sundays after Trinity, the service for fifth Sunday after Epiphany is moved to the 25th Sunday after Trinity, and the service for sixth Sunday after Epiphany is read on the 26th Sunday after Trinity, placing both readings close to the opening of the penitential season of Advent. Other AIC resources available free of charge for the most part and 24/7 are my homilies for Epiphany and all the Sundays after Epiphany, and all the other Sundays and feasts in the Anglican calendar, which are linked from the podcast homilies page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. Those are all free of charge 24/7. Other publications, the AIC bookstore publications, are available using the bookstore link. Thank you for joining me for this expanded video series on Epiphany season for AD 2018. I invite you to watch the upcoming series in the same format on the Jessima or pre-Lenten season, on the season of Lent, the season of Easter, and the Trinity season, which will be available later in AD 2018. Episodes of all our video series are available on our YouTube channel and also through dedicated pages at our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The digital library page has links to our Christian education series, the Lord's Prayer, the Nicene Creed, the two series on the lives of the saints, and the War on Christianity, to our seasonal video series, The Great O Antiphons, Lessons and Carols for Christmas Eve, The 12 Days of Christmas, and of course, Epiphany, the Manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. The Bible Study page offers links to our two current Bible Study video series, New Testament Gospels, presented in 44 episodes, and Revelation, an Idealist Interpretation, presented in 28 episodes with 51 illustrations from the 11th century illuminated manuscript, The Bamberg Apocalypse. The podcast homilies page, mentioned earlier, offers links to our extensive collection of over 600 MP3 podcast homilies based on the Epistle and Gospel readings from the 1928 Book of Common Prayer and other selected services. The podcast archive page offers links to the podcast versions of all our videos in all three categories, Christian education, seasonal, and Bible study. The virtual bookstore link at the bottom center of the home page gives access to my Amazon Author Central page, where you can learn about and order both the paperback and Kindle editions of all our publications. AIC bookstore publications are also available by special order from commercial bookstores. Purchase of these books helps fund this internet ministry, with 100% of all book royalties contributed to the AIC. Finally, there is Father Ron's blog, where I post usually weekly The latest news and information, including material about new videos and podcasts and planned projects for the future. I invite you to subscribe to this page by clicking the Follow Anglican Internet Church tab in the right-hand column. Subscribers receive notification from our site host, WordPress.com, of each new posting. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.